farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture is again calling on persons to desist from setting fires to sugarcane fields. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 Jamaica Gospel Song and the Jamaica Children's Gospel Song competitions. Singers and songwriters, submit your entries now. There are over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office island-wide.
The sugar industry contributes significantly to Jamaica's gross domestic product and is the second largest single employer of labor, with several persons deriving their income directly and indirectly from the industry. Production in the 2014-2015 crop year was greatly affected by a total of 524 illicit cane fires. As such, Agriculture Minister Derek Keller is again urging the public to desist from burning sugar cane.
It can also not be overemphasized that the time has come for all involved to take a very serious look at the impact of illicit cane fires on the sugarcane industry. And this resulted in the loss of some 172,685 tons, or some 3,177.34 hectares of cane.
The minister was addressing farmers at the 66th annual general meeting of the All Island Jamaica Cane Farmers Association recently in Kingston.
Think of the difference this could have made in a year when we only produced 134,000 tons of paper. We must step up our activities to stop the perpetrators, and we must desist from burning valuable cane. It is our lifeline, and we have to protect it.
Minister Kellyer is urging sugarcane producers to be on their guard in protecting their crops.
No one has a bigger stake than you, the cane farmers, in ensuring that this practice is eradicated. We must all therefore continue to be vigilant.
In the meantime, the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings Limited will be working with all stakeholders in the industry to launch a public education campaign against the unlawful burning of sugarcane. And now for our proverb of the day. Kwati by trouble, 100 pound can't pay furry. Translation, a penny half penny buys trouble, 100 pounds cannot pay for it. And this means, little blunders can cause us to find ourselves in situations so complex that we cannot extricate ourselves.
With our work for the ministry in the inner cities, we at the CSJP found that a lot of the youth who were getting into trouble just needed some guidance and opportunity. The JDF internship program offered a good mix of direction and marketable skills.
So the program gives them an opportunity to get some marketable skills. You would never believe the transformation in confidence and attitude. I am Corporal Aitman K at JDF.
I am Patrice Tomlinson Nephew for the CSJP. And together,
we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries, and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
That's it for today's program. You can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, following us on Twitter at GIS News, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.